You can recognize hydrilla by several unique characteristics. Its leaves grow in whorls around a long branching stem. It typically has 5 leaves per whorl. Look at the leaf. It has sawtoothed edges. Serrated leaves is a trait unique to hydrilla, which you can use to distinguish it from native Elodius. Why can hydrilla spread so prolifically in the wild? A single tiny fragment of hydrilla can expand into a large bed of vegetation. Fragments like this break off when plants are disturbed by a boat, a passing animal, or even stormy weather. Neurons transmit information to other neurons through their branches, across connections called synapses. Glial cells are of 3 kinds. Microglia are the immune system in the brain. Oligodendrocytes wrap the branches of the neurons and make information move faster from one neuron to the next. Astrocytes do a lot of things, keeping everything in order, from helping neurons make synapses to providing them with nutrients. Wheatstone confirmed the truth of his conjecture by an experimental method as simple as it was brilliant. He made pairs of drawings of a solid object as seen from the slightly different perspectives of the 2 eyes, and then designed an instrument that used mirrors to ensure that each eye saw only its own drawing. He called it a stereoscope, from the Greek for solid vision.